Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 12, and today's reading includes a summary of Israel's history of captivity, comparing their time in Egypt with the capture by Assyria of the northern kingdom of Israel and Babylonia's capture of the southern kingdom of Judah. Now, Jerusalem is called to rise up and celebrate God's promise to rescue the people and free them from captivity. And God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So let's begin Isaiah chapter 52, 1 through 12. All right. Jerusalem, be strong and great again. Holy city of God, clothe yourself with splendor. The heathen will never enter your gates again. Shake yourself free, Jerusalem. Rise from the dust and sit on your throne. Undo the chains that bind you, captive people of Zion. The sovereign Lord says to his people, when you became slaves, no money was paid for you. In the same way, nothing will be paid to set you free. When you went to live in Egypt as foreigners, you did so of your own free will. Assyria, however, took you away by force and paid nothing for you. And now Babylonia is the same thing has happened. You are captives, and nothing was paid for you. Those who rule over you boast and brag and constantly show contempt for me. In time to come, you will acknowledge that I am God and that I have spoken to you. How wonderful it is to see a messenger coming across the mountains, bringing good news, the news of peace. He announces victory and says to Zion, your God is king. Those who guard the city are shouting together for joy. They can see with their own eyes the return of the Lord to Zion. Break into shouts of joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord will rescue his city and comfort his people. The Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. Be sure to leave Babylonia, all you that carry the temple equipment. Touch no forbidden thing. Keep yourselves holy and leave. This time you will not have to leave in a hurry. You will not be trying to escape. The Lord your God will lead you and protect you on every side. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. The Lord will use his holy power. He will save his people, and all the world will see it. And so, beloved, we have again a picture of comparing Israel's captivity in Egypt compared to its captivity in Babylon. In Egypt, they went down to Egypt of their own free will, and then through no work of their own became slaves to the Egyptians. But this time, they went into captivity because of the invading forces of Babylon. This was the result of God's punishment for their sin. They had neglected to observe the sabbatical year. Every seventh year, they were commanded by God to let the land lay fallow. And they decided, nope, they could make more money, they could raise more crops by farming their land consistently. And God said, whoa, wait a second here, you're stealing from me. And to the day, he exacted from Israel every sabbatical year that they had stolen from him. Well, there is a message there for you and I when it comes to our professed service and obedience to God, isn't there? Let's pray. God of power and might, thank you for your faithfulness and for leading me each day and sheltering me with your protecting love. I rejoice and shout for joy and praise you for your good news of salvation and steadfast care. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we are reading Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 17, where Jerusalem's future is described. Until then, beloved, keep looking up. Your salvation draweth nigh.